You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2025 coming in hot. We're talking about a favorite topic. It's going to be a part of our blog, and that's shipping into Aldi. You shop at Aldi?
I do.
I do as well.
Often.
It's a lovely grocery store. They're popping up all over the United States, all over central Ohio, where we're located.
So easy to shop in.
Sure. Yeah.
Nice.
They definitely have their chicken salad. Lovely.
It is really good.
Aldi branded chicken salad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a logistics podcast for the most part. So we're going to talk about the elements of shipping into Aldi.
Yeah.
So we've had some unique experiences in the world of logistics changes.
Often.
So you've had some experience in your days of operations for some of our clients shipping into Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
Managing shipments for said client.
Mm-hmm.
I have experience on the other side, watching our operations managing shipments for Aldi as a customer,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have a relationship with Aldi, and then we have a relationship with a vendor of Aldi's. The process probably is the same. It's just a little bit of a different perspective.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's interesting to put those different experiences together too, because talking about this before we started recording, I felt like someone who had never shipped a shipment before. I'm like, what do you mean? What was this process? Like,
who are you?
That's not the way that it goes.
What did you do with Jesse?
Like, it was just, I think it's interesting how if you are not in a specific retailer or a year, it's like starting over all over again with requirements that change and everything that does things a little bit differently. And if you're going into that retailer differently, so CPU versus deliver, everything changes.
Everything changes.
Everything.
Nothing is the same. It's 2025. All right, here we go. So POs or purchase orders.
Mm-hmm.
So Aldi, I assume, has a buyer.
Yeah.
A retail buyer. They say, hey, we want this product. We're going to reach out to the vendor of the product,
mm-hmm.
the company that makes it,
mm-hmm.
And the 3PL or carrier.
Yep.
As well as the distribution center that needs it.
Correct.
So they have a bunch of distribution centers across the country. I think around 50 or so. Hold me to that. Could be more, could be less.
Comment if you don't agree.
Yeah, yeah. Like and subscribe, comment about it, about Aldi's distribution center network. But anyways, they're going to loop everybody in and say, hey, we'd like 4 truckloads of product X going into our Ohio distribution center, our Southern Ohio distribution center, our Southern California distribution center, and our Dallas, Texas distribution center. Great. So most likely the carrier is going to reach out to the distribution centers to schedule the deliveries first.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they have availability.
Correct.
Okay.
I think it depends on their agreement, though.
Sure.
Some can drop.
That's true.
Changes a little, things up a little bit.
Yep. So most likely they're going to reach out. You usually get about 3 to 5 days of lead time.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely something we touched on. Being avid shoppers of Aldi, the products rotate relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know the specific cadence on that, but in my experience with, let's say, Costco or Walmart, like, hey, we want this type of product 2 to 3 times a week going into this DC, and we're going to schedule that out for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how, in my experience, Aldi works with the products that we've moved.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more condensed on their timeline.
Yes, I agree. I think there's also a lot of seasonality you see. So things are going to be changing depending on the upcoming season. And true to form for all retailers, I think the orders or the forecasting for that specific vendor is subject to change very, very quickly based off of how things are buying, how things are getting there on time. So you might have a forecasting for something to be shipping often for something seasonally, and then it just stops. Or it increases, you get more of a demand for it depending on how things are selling. And that's not just when you go through the aisles. I don't know, you're like me, your kids get stuck in that aisle right by the cash registers that has all the stuffed animals and toys. I think that has a lot to do with seasonal foods, things that
we talked about it yesterday. Little Debbie Christmas tree snack.
Exactly.
One thing I want to mention. So, and this is a big difference between our other primary retailers that we deliver into. So one of Teddy's favorite acronyms, I believe, MABD.
It is.
Must arrive by date. MAOD, must arrive on date. RDD, requested delivery date. OTIF, OTIF, on time in full.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi has a preferred delivery date. Why is that different than those other acronyms I mentioned?
Well, if you think about the word choice, it's preferred, mm-hmm. meaning not mandatory, not strict. It's this is what they want to have. So it provides a lot more flexibility, which is really nice. And correct. I imagine it actually provides more flexibility for their depots, too, which is a win-win.
Mm-hmm. They want you to hit that date. They're going to be tracking you down if you're not delivering it on that preferred date.
Mm-hmm.
But there are not, from our experience, as many fines, if any, involved compared to some of those other retailers that we deliver into regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big difference. So anyways, we get the PO, we get the preferred delivery date. We start reaching out to the DC and the vendor coordinating the shipment, just like we do every other shipment. So the carrier of choice or the 3PL of choice is managing all of that communication. So they're going to schedule the delivery date, hopefully around the preferred delivery date. They're going to schedule the pickup based on the transit time with the shipper or the vendor in this case of Teddy's Crackers. We're going to schedule with Teddy and her team with the appropriate communication. And then from there, that 3PL or that carrier handles all of the communication, yeah. right? So mm-hmm. if there's any issues, if there's any breakdowns or delays due to weather, we are seeing that here in January. I know we're supposed to be time stamping these for eternity, but it's the winter season. We're seeing some weather across the country. We're communicating that just like we do normally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a retail buyer from the DC that Aldi provides as well,
yes.
to also keep them in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I miss?
I don't think you missed a single thing, but I think that we're just going to give my opinion because that's what we do here.
Okay.
Is I think that this is very similar to what, like, Aldi's process is very similar to what we do with that mm-hmm. communication. And you don't really see this from any other retailer as far as that effective communication. And I think that, again, you go into an Aldi store, everything is very efficient. Everything is run a very specific way to keep costs low, to make things easy. There's not a whole lot of fluff involved. And I think them realizing that and attributing it to their entire process is why they can keep their costs so low.
Yep.
And that effective communication piece is something that a lot of people overlook. It's fine. We'll figure it out. If they want to be here, they'll get here. But just making sure that everybody's on the same page adds a huge difference.
Agreed. One thing that's generally taken care of prior to an order even being placed, but has serious ramifications on the delivery side of things mm-hmm. into the Aldi facility. So every Aldi facility has a lumper service.
Mm-hmm.
They bake that in. So, but the packaging of the product, there's very specific expectations
mm-hmm.
for the packaging. And because they have a lumper service, there can be some severe extra charges for that lumper service if there's any sort of
yeah.
shifting or damage, not necessarily or damage.
Sort and seg.
Sort and seg, exactly. Correct. So that's super, super important, identifying that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really across the board on everybody, shipper and carrier primarily, to make sure that the product is secure and packaged mm-hmm. correctly to avoid any of those unnecessary charges on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there are problems as a carrier, you definitely need to provide pictures and kind of like a detailed description of why the lumper service would be charging extra
mm-hmm.
for all those sort and segs.
I think the packaging goes further than just the configuration on the pallet or the wrapping of the pallet, but also, you know, whatever it's, if it's in a case, the corrugate that it's in, if you go to an Aldi store, you see a lot of this stuff is still actually in the case. It's not just on the shelf singularly. You also have some on the pallets as well. And I think that that's a really important point to make, is that the packaging has to be in good standing. And that starts with the inventory at the shipper.
Correct. Or
origin facility. And then again, if it is put on wrong and they can't scan it easily,
yeah,
that's an extra charge. If the placard's not right, if the placard's accidentally wrapped under two layers instead of just one and they can't scan it, it's no longer efficient. And regardless of the warehouse, that part has to be efficient and has to be quick. There can't be any extra work or liability involved for people.
It's critical that those expectations are set up ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, partnering with both the shipper and the carrier that you're choosing so that it's clear, because we have run into a few situations where like a driver, our first line of defense will be calling out like, hey, this does not look great. And we're going to call it out ahead of time to the point where maybe we'll refuse to pick it up. And that causes can cause some problems, obviously, if you're not shipping the load that you've been designated to ship.
Yeah.
That can be problematic, to say the least.
I think it when it really shows up, this problem is always when there's another problem. Like, let's say, based off of what we're saying, I think there's still some debate between you and I what this is, but a lot of CPU.
Yeah.
Aldi is a lot of CPU. And things happen. Weather happens. Sometimes carriers can't pick up. So their, you know, qualified carrier that they decided to use for their customer pickup to deliver to Aldi can't show up. But guess what? Your product still has a due date or preferred date, apologies, has to get there. So you now, as the vendor, need to find a new carrier to pick this up and deliver it into Aldi. If this is going further than what you expected, because the inventory is out at the warehouse that the CPU happens from, so now you're going from California to New Jersey, no longer Ohio to New Jersey, that wrapping may not handle as well on that longer distance, the terrain.
Yeah.
And that's when this stuff happens. When you've already had to spend money to get a new carrier and now it's shifted and there's a problem and they're not taking it. So not only are you late, but you have a lot of other fun issues that you have to deal with.
You sound like an expert.
Well, I've been doing it for a minute.
Yes, that is true. So I think we shipped roughly 4,000 shipments into Aldi last year. Maybe more than that, probably closer to 15 over the last 2 years. So we've got experience.
Yes.
All across the country, both refrigerated and dry. But
I've also read the routing guide. So if you just want to like talk about that, let us know.
Getting deep on a routing guide in 2025. Shout out to Teddy on that one. This, if you prefer the written form of this information, it's coming out on our blog, ziplinelogistics.com/blog/slip into Aldi. Slip into Aldi. Yeah. Check us out there. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple, or give us a call for any of your shipping needs. 888-GO-ZIPLINE. Thank you all for joining us again on another edition of the Zipline Logistics Podcast. Thanks, Teddy. We'll see you next time.
Bye.